Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock and good morning everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ. If you're just starting to listen or watch us, you can listen of course on Sky Sports Radio. You can watch us also every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 with the latest there on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Today it's Clubs New South Wales West Metropolitan Race Day. Plenty of sponsors out there from the local clubs around Sydney. For Rose Hill today, that track has come up as a good 3. Penetrometer 4.52 and the rails are 3 metres. Newcastle, a soft 5 there on the course proper. It will get a little bit of an upgrade through the day with the fine weather. The rails out of 10. Doomben, a heavy dew this morning and some fog, but a fine and sunny day coming up. Track this morning is a good 4, penetrometer right on 5. And down in Melbourne, they've had some rain, only 1 millimetre of showers at Flemington, but maybe some showers around lunchtime, so keep an eye on that. Track at the moment is a good 4, and it's Casino Cup Day today as well. The cup to be run at 9 minutes to 4, and the track is rated good there with fine weather for Casino. Hang on a sec. Message coming through. Here he comes. We haven't spoken to him here on Racing HQ for weeks. I think I still remember his name. He's known as Duff. Ron Duffersey. Welcome back, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Good to be back. It's the racing is really hotting up. It's just going through some barrier trials of late in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And a good meeting today with the Rosebud, with some really nice early three-year-olds coming back. It's we're set for a fantastic spring.
We are. The Rosebud's intriguing, as we'll discuss with many of the key players here. Minari, 60.5 kilos. Then you get the up-and-comers, you know, like Siege of Quebec, who's had those, sort of got that race fitness, but comes back in trip today.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to gauge his potential because he's never been beaten in Siege of Quebec. But Gay and Adrian are absolutely flying at the moment with their horses. And then you got a couple of nice horses on the up in I Am Excited, who I thought's been trialling well and did a good job last prep. Parasta's trialling well. And then obviously Trekking's come back and Diamond Tathagata. It's a really good race. Some horses can, you know, really jump out of the ground, these two-year-olds, with the coming back from, you know, the autumn, and yep. some can just hold tread water. So we're going to learn a lot today as far as going into the Golden Rose.
We will for sure. Ron, while you've been swanning yourself around, just, you know, Darwin last week, overseas before that, the next bloke has been carrying the ship and doing a fine job. Good morning to you, Mike Fraser.
Good morning, Andrew. Welcome back from your long service leave, Ronnie. You've been gone, what, 8 weeks? Nine weeks?
I turned it up about 4 weeks, I think it is.
Oh, my God. I've nearly forgotten your name. I had to write it down on a bit of paper. But anyway, it's great to wake up on a Saturday morning after the Bronx had a dominant win last night.
They're looking good.
That was pretty good. Yeah, look, it's a super little meeting, this. I think it's full of value. And as Ronnie said at the top of the show there, there's been a number of horses that are coming off some really nice barrier trials for today's meeting. Really looking forward to seeing them go round two. We've got a 3 metre rail, boys. Now, normally when the rail goes from a normal to 3 metres, it plays a little bit on pace and a little bit off the rail. Now, the last four times that scenario has occurred, that has been the pattern, a little bit off the fence and a bit on pace. But given the fact that the track's a good 3 today, I don't think that bias will be quite as noticeable because nice firm pad there, so hopefully we'll get fair racing. Yep. And I think there's some good value runners there today.
Mm. Oh, it's a great little meeting and we're going to talk a lot about it over the next couple of hours. We learnt yesterday afternoon James Innes Jr. isn't riding today, so we're awaiting for some replacements. Gold Ambition, we expect to be Deanne Pena, that's race 3, number 8, but we are awaiting Denpur, race 4, number 8, Hogmanay, race 5, number 3, Mariquinta, race 8, number 11, and Mapmaker, race 9, number 13. James Innes Jr. not riding today at Rose Hill. There's been no extras this morning at this stage with the scratchings. Francesco came out last night. That was race 9, number five. It may not be in the papers, but all the others are. We'll keep an eye on if there's any extras. Hey, Duff, our first guest this morning, as we've learnt with Brett Devine, was last night at Randwick. It was the Kennedy Awards, and he got up and spoke about the Everest and the Sydney Carnival coming up, and Tommy Berry's online. Morning, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm well. How was last night?
Yeah, no, it was good. I obviously didn't hang around for too long, but it was great to see everyone there, and was an absolute honour to hand Ray Thomas the award for the best journalist in racing.
For sure. I mean, it's a great accolade for Ray, but I think yourself, mate, we've just got to say that for you to get there last night when you've got to get up early this morning and do your job, to sell racing, mate, you've done us proud.
Yeah, no, look, that's just what we have to do. I feel my job's to help our sport, and that's one way I can do it. I can sell our sport, and I'm happy to do that in any way I can.
The next voice you hear, Tommy, is a bloke that you haven't heard of for about 3 months, but this is Ron Duffersey.
G'day, Tom. Is this your last meeting before going to Hong Kong?
No, Ron, I'll be here Wednesday, Saturday. Just the last couple of weeks I've only ridden the city meetings, but I've still got two more to go, mate.
Okay, and what's going on with this beard? Is I thought it was only July.
No, I'll probably take it off at the end of next week just before I leave, but I think it goes for another couple of weeks after that even.
Okay.
Ty and Brenton, so it's still there. I was at track with Gay this morning, and she's asked if I could at least give it a bit of a trim this morning before I go to the race.
It's a wonder if she didn't demand it. I don't think you'd get too far through customs with that beard on in Hong Kong.
No, if they do let me through customs, they're not doing their job, I think. I might have to get it rid of before I go there.
Some nice rides today. You start off with There Is More, first run for a new stable. Looks to have some ability.
Yeah, look, she's a nice horse. She got back the other day and hit the line really strong. Last run before a spell. She was very consistent last preparation. My only worry today, she's drawn a bit awkward out in 10, and there doesn't look to be a heap of speed in the race. Probably Matty Dunn's horse looks to be the only speed, and it's probably the one to beat as well. So I'll just keep my options open. Hopefully we can settle a bit handier, and she's in with a great chance.
Multifacets in race two, likes the track and distance.
He does, and he's really coming into form now. His last two runs have been really good around the distance, and he's fully fit now. He's got a good barrier. There doesn't look to be a heap of speed in this race once again. Probably Auckland's Bay and Zookram look to be the main speed, and when I won on this boat last preparation, I settled up a lot handier on him. So with a good barrier and not as much tempo in the race, he might find him a little bit closer if that's what Mr. Waller would like to do.
Race 3, R. Beetson, nice pickup, bold front running type.
Yeah, he is. Obviously, he dropped back to the 1400 last start and was very dominant. He's back up in trip today. The speed, there's quite a bit of speed in the race. Obviously, classic uniform, he's drawn inside me. He's probably going to pull the pressure on a bit. Loyalty Man, and there's a couple of others down the bottom as well. Golden Fish and won't be far away. So, look, he's probably not going to get as easy a time as he has been in front, but I'm not going to hold him up too much. He's got 53 on his back. He's rock hard fit. So we'll let him roll along and see if they can catch us.
Race 4, Salita resumes. She has enough talent on a day.
She does. She's another one. She's got no weight on her back. I was speaking to Mark this morning, and we thought we'd be very positive on her with the light weight. She's obviously got that really nice second behind Bonnie O'Reilly over the Winter Carnival there in Queensland. I don't think you'll find much better form than that here today. So she's right at the top of the game. She trialled really well at Warwick Farm a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not too worried about the barrier with her. I think she'll probably go straight to the front and take some catching.
Race 5, Wild and Famous, beaten on protest the other day, but his dry form is very genuine.
It is. It was good to see him get the job done. He's drawn a bit awkward, and there looks to be a little bit of speed inside me. Hogman A won't be far away, and the Farrah. So I'll probably press forward again, hopefully get a little bit of luck and settle in the first three or four. He has been known to throw it away on his day, but it was good to see him, even though he got the race taken off him on protest the other day, it was good to see him get the job done, and hopefully that gives him a bit of confidence coming into today.
What do you make of this colt Overshare in the Rosebud?
Look, I really like him. He's got untapped ability, I feel, thus far. Very hard to tell off his work. He's not a brilliant worker. He just goes about his business quite well. He obviously has that good form beyond property leading into the Blue Diamond and the Prelude there. So, and he won really well first up at Canterbury. He's a bit of a freshen up. He trialled quite well the other day in a quick run heat. He's drawn a bit awkward. Looks to be a little bit of speed underneath him. So he's a bit of a free running horse though. He's not one that you want to hold up too much. So there's only one corner obviously. It's a bit of a tight run around Rose Hill. So he's going to need a bit of luck. And if he gets that luck, I'm sure he'll figure out the finish. But it is a strong race, so he does have to. He's got to step up a level as well.
Race 7, probably one of the most interesting runners of the day is Saracen. He's a lightly raced import whose only run in Australia was great in the Villiers. So have you had anything to do with him?
No, I haven't at all, Ron. But obviously, he that one run in the Villiers beyond Sense of Occasion, and we saw Sense of Occasion win a Group 1 over the Winter Carnival there in Brisbane. So that's quite good form there. He looks like he'll probably settle around midfield from watching his only run. Before, but his trials have looked quite nice. It's a good race for him, I think, to kick off in. It's a pretty even sort of race. Tom Melbourne looks the other horse on the way up that's resuming, and Washington Heights was really good first up. So I feel they're probably the two to beat. There looks to be a nice little bit of speed in the race. That's a good idea, Oxford Poet and probably King's Guard. So hopefully we can settle a few lengths off those. And if he's up to his best, I think he'll give a good sight.
And you finish with Prada Miss, who was a good second-up winner here at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it was. It won really well. Huey won on us on that occasion and settled just beyond the speed. And every time Huey gave him one around the saddle, he really pulled away. So, obviously, this is a bit tougher opposition here today. Looks to be a bit of speed in the race once again and have drawn an awkward barrier. So we are going to need a bit of luck and a few things to go our way. But if he gets that, he'll be right in the finish.
Well, you've been a busy boy, so thanks for taking the time out this morning, Tommy.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Now, you better go and have a look in the mirror. If Gay's saying to you, just trim it up, you better do the job before you get there.
Well, I told her I've got to ride 53 today, so how about I concentrate on trying to make the weight first?
I'm shocked you grown a beard like that. I thought it'd be just a little bum fluff coming out of you.
Yeah, well, I'm always cleanly shaved, so I guess I shocked a few people, but it's good to see that I'm half a man.
Good on you, Tommy, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday in our Studio 2 for radio. Looking forward to that, mate, but good luck today.
Really looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Berry joining us there with the very latest on his rides today. I want to talk about the first race and the backing of one horse shortly, but James Cummings from Godolphin is online to chat with us. James, good morning to you, and looking forward to another good, strong day and seeing Trekking back in the Rosebud.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Look, it'll be exciting to get Trekking back to the races. He's a very interesting street cry colt. It's his fourth race start, won impressively on debut, and always looked like he could have been one of those two-year-olds that was ready to really train on at three. And our first opportunity to get a look at him in the Rosebud, which I think is a really nice race for him to kick off in.
Yeah, well, I think you nailed it, James. You always look one of those horses that did promise to be better at three. Do you think he is?
Well, I like the horse. I think he's got speed. He's quite well built. He has been really full of energy the past 3 weeks and has appeared to everybody in the yard that he's ready to get right back into it. I think his trial, sitting wide and finishing off stylishly with plenty of that speed about him, was really attractive, and I think he's just nicely placed here in this race. But it will be, you know, one of the early spring black type races for young horses. It's very competitive, not a big field, but you know, horses like Minari, who was, you know, extremely impressive, trialed well recently, and even Siege of Quebec, who's sort of come through those winter races, but has looked like being a group horse all over. Just to name a couple, he'll have his work cut out for him to be stamping some of his authority, you know, on the early stages of his campaign.
Your other runners here, Batterhob in race 4, he's been freshened up. He's always a chance in a race like this.
Yeah, I like the way the horse trialled for us in between runs. He demonstrated that he was you know, he was still up and on his toes. He breezed home really well in that trial, and you know, the form from the morning has been strong. I think it was a good horse's race, and he can drop back half a furlong, which will suit him, and he's back in the handicap and ready to run very well here. It might not be the fastest run race on paper, so he can be right there on the speed.
Peacock, I like the way he's trialled. He's been gelded and looks to be going well.
Yeah, first run for the stable is a gelding, and he was obviously in a good frame of mind when he trialled, particularly his second trial at Rose Hill that morning for Blake. Blake promises me there was more up his sleeve there, and I think that if he just is put to sleep on the rail there and, you know, gets the luck when hopefully the runs come, I think he'll run very well in this race. The horse ran really well at Weight for Age in the Australia Day Stakes over 1,200 metres as a three-year-old. You know, he probably didn't quite repeat that rating, but I think that he can. He still has a good win to his name as a three-year-old in the Gothic Stakes, and if he's getting back to that sort of frame, then he's going to be very competitive here, and I think he's a really good chance for the stable.
Etymology, first up after a long break in race seven.
Yeah, I've liked his trials, and he seems to really be ready for a good campaign. I think he would be a good example of a horse rewarding the stable for having been really lenient with him throughout his missing virtually all his four-year-old career. Having had quite a grueling three-year-old season, he ran in a number of derbies and ran very well, ran in the St. Ledger. But he's a stayer resuming, and I'd like to see, you know, we feel he'll be storming home at the finish, but he's a nice style of horse and a horse that looks like he could take a few steps this campaign.
Any expectations for Tally first up in race three at Melbourne today?
So Tally is an interesting horse. Like, he has run quite well first up before, ran third in the Carline Cup race, achieved it all, ran second in. So, you know, he can surprise as a stayer resuming, and we've been delighted with him. But, you know, he's ready to run well. I think he could sort of be following. He could be following the favourite into the race quite nicely from back in the rail, but I would like to see that horse continue to improve with each run this campaign, because he holds an entry to the Caulfield Cup, and we want to just be timing his campaign well. He's there to run well today, but we're expecting a lot of improvement down the track.
And obviously two good chances at Newcastle, races 1 and 3, Speedway and Osborne Bulls.
Yeah, I think Osborne Bulls is probably the better of the two horses overall. But he only made his debut 2 weeks, 2 days ago, and so long as he's not getting back to the races too soon, I really like that horse. He could keep progressing quite quickly, and he's a good chance. He's got some ability. Speedway is going to bump into a nice horse of James Harron's there, and might make it a little tricky for her, but she's certainly been building on her form with each run this prep, and hopefully continues to make the next step.
Beauty, James. Look, you must be happy with the... I know it's going to be hard to sustain a strike rate with such a big stable, but you must be happy with the way things are going at the moment.
Oh, it's a dream, you know. There's a lot of quality horses to work with there. One of the interesting things is the way that Darren was able to manage those horses and just backed off them for 3 months with good results. And the stable's been the beneficiary of that now. And coming into the spring, I think their horses are going very well. There's some promising young horses there, and there looks to be something left in the older horses too, that they've got more to offer. So it's been quite an enjoyable time to see the stables sort of synchronising nicely, and everybody's working towards the one vision, and hopefully those horses just continue to run well, because I'm quite confident that the processes are being followed with quite a lot of discipline and quite a lot of care.
James, this time next week, is Hartnell ready to go now in Melbourne?
Yeah, I really like the way that horse has come along. We gave him a a little longer to settle in the Melbourne there, and I think that that could have made the difference. He trialled really nicely in a jump out for us last Friday morning, and Kieran McAvoy, who rode him in the trial, was delighted with him. I had a good feeling about the horse watching him with Jason Walsh and watching him with David Charles, and Kieran was just able to sort of come back, and the horse was just relaxed and happy coming through, and he just confirmed what we saw. So the horse is coming along nicely. He races at Caulfield for the first time in his career, incidentally, but I think that he's a really nice prospect in that PB Lawrence, and I think that Craig Williams could ride him with some amount of confidence there.
And just one more before you go, an important part of Godolphin is their early two-year-olds. You're comfortable with what you see with your early batch there?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting one because the nicer of the two-year-olds and the more forward of that group are sort of only going quite steadily at this time of the year. So, I've seen quite a lot of the backward ones, you know, over the last 3-4 weeks. But the team are very, very impressed with what they've seen with those horses that have just turned two. Quite a few of those guys that have been on board with the operation for quite a long time have a good feeling about them as a whole. And I think the next couple of months, the next 2 to 3 months, will of course be very instructive on that topic. But I'd take a lot of confidence from some pretty experienced horsemen there that are quietly confident themselves, and it should be very exciting from that perspective, which it should be in an operation like that.
Lovely.
Yep. James, thanks very much, mate. Good luck today with trekking, particularly in the feature.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, James. James Cummings joining us there on Racing HQ. Mike, I promise I will ask you about race one shortly, but Adrian Botts just been on the line waiting. Adrian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. And, gee, this Rosebud, it is an intriguing race. You've had time to freshen up. Are you comfortable with Siege of Quebec coming back to 1,100?
Yeah, look, I think it's, most horses, I think it would be quite a difficult ask. But look, he's a, we feel he's quite a special colt. So he's given us the confidence to go to the race. And look, we have had a good amount of time between runs. And, in fairness, the way he's been racing, even though he's been racing over a little bit of distance, he showed a great turn of foot in those. It's been a sit and sprint on a couple of occasions there. So, I don't think the distance is that big of a query for him.
It's hard to say how good he really is because he's just been untouchable in not only his races, his trials as well.
Yeah, and that's sort of one of our trains of thought certainly going to the race in why he is such a special colt, because he only does what he has to in his work. But like you said, in his races, in his trials, he's found a way to win every time, and that's how he is in his gallops. Whoever we put him with, he's still able to get the head in front. So it certainly gives you a lot of confidence with those colts and those qualities going forward.
Your other runners are Beatson. He's going great. 1,400 to 1,800 today?
Yeah, the horse is absolutely flying. Been really, really happy with him throughout his preparation, and a really nice progressive type, and he just seems to be improving with each run. And I think he's going into the race full of confidence, and we're very happy with where he's at. I don't think the 1,800 metres will pose a problem. We've seen him stretch out over that trip already this preparation. So we were confident enough to step him straight up to that. I think with the weight relief that he gets, I think he's well placed in this race.
Race 7 DIC further later on for him?
Yeah, very much so. The 1,400, he may find a few of these a bit too sharp for him, but it's a nice race for him to resume in, and expect more from him later in the preparation with the run under his belt when he can get over a little bit further.
Slumber Party, you found a nice race for her. She fought hard when challenged last time, and that should toughen her up here.
Yeah, no, very much so. I was really impressed with her effort last start. She gets a little bit of turnaround in the weights on the winner last start. I think the key is stepping out to the 1,400 metres for her. She was just hit a little bit of a flat spot over that 1,200, but I did love the way that when she challenged late, she really responded. So I think she was open to improvement going into that run, just off the... she had a bit of a break between her runs in Queensland, so that seems to have really brought her on nicely. And as you said, it just looks a nice race on paper for her, so hopefully we can see her. She's always shown she's more than capable of winning at this grade, and I hopefully she can do it today.
Is there anything at Newcastle we should know about?
And I thought Social Element was very good first up, and it was a good effort by him. So the mile looks perfect. He'll continue to get over a bit further. And the two horses having their first start, probably going to appreciate getting over a little bit further in time.
The stable should be on cloud nine at the moment, the way things are going. I think you were 3 from 3 Wednesday. Everything's going really well.
Yeah, we've got some. We're very fortunate to have a couple of nice progressive types in the stable at the moment, and particularly those two colts that you saw on Wednesday. Runaway is going to, I think, just go through his grades nicely and just continue to develop into a nice horse, particularly as we can stretch him out over further. So we're going to work back from a path with the spring champs with him, and hopefully that's the right way to go with him. And gold standard, we might try and take him to the up and coming next Saturday. Whether that's a bit too soon for him or not, I think it's he deserves his opportunity to have a crack at a race like that.
I just spoke to James about the early 2-year-olds. Are you comfortable with your bunch coming through?
Yeah, all just starting to step up their work now. A couple of interesting, nice types coming through, and hopefully we'll be well represented at the early trials, and particularly at the early 2-year-old races.
And Adrian, just on today with Siege of Quebec, there seems to be a discussion about Barrier 1 and the pressure coming from its outside, like Minari and Parast and a couple of others. I know what you just said about him fighting when horses come to him, but do you expect to lead today?
Look, he's very versatile. I don't think he's one-dimensional in that he has to lead, but I think he's, from that alley and with the weight, hopefully he can sort of put himself right there. And I think he's got enough tactical speed to be able to lead, but look, it doesn't have to be a necessity for him. But
all right, we're looking forward to it, the Rosebud today. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Adrian Bott and the Gabe Waterhouse stable with Siege of Quebec today in the Rosebud at 3:05. Mike Fraser, this Tab Highway, Brett Kavanagh horse opened at 14 for about 30 seconds on Wednesday. It now has tumbled in. Last night it was $4 when I went to bed. Yesterday morning, Brett Kavanagh came on the radio with us and he gave it a glowing report. He said that it had spanked the monster in gallops. He'd beaten seasoned horses and it really did tumble in yesterday. I mean, this is not a one-horse race, though, is it?
No. I think it's a race with a bit of depth to it, but it's certainly the Jungle Drums have been beating this horse's name. I remember when I did the maps on Wednesday night and went through the barrier trials, I did this horse's trial. I went, wow, this thing goes all right. But I'm looking at a first starter in a class two. I don't think since the highway races have been in vogue that we've ever had a first starter go around, and not one with as much notoriety as this one, so to speak. I know this Brett Kavanagh, he's a bit of a plunge trainer. I don't know whether you'd remember, Ronnie, but I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago he produced a horse here in Sydney in a 2-year-old open race, a first starter called Boston City.
Mm-hmm.
And it was heavily backed in a similar vein to this and got the chocolates. I took $9 on Wednesday night just for a small amount of money. I thought I'll throw something on this horse, but I cannot believe the way it's firmed in. Have you had a look at the trial, Ron?
Yeah. Look, I was waiting for him to go up. I sort of thought. and I'll tell you how long that $14 lasted. About 3 seconds.
Yeah.
3 seconds. And I got...
They were waiting.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to get too involved being away for so long, but I could understand. I just reckon they went up the wrong price.
Yeah.
That's as simple as that. But it's a bit of a race, this. It's
yes.
A bit of a race.
Yep.
You know, I'm all come down to pattern here. I thought Cartel was very good at Goulburn, but can you do it from back in the field today is the question on a very hard track where they're going to run time. So there's a few question marks here.
Well, they had $1,500 on it at $14, and it was quickly turned in. And Glenn Munty's just sent a text through. It's now $3.70 right now, another sin. It's been a remarkable move for a debuter in a Class 2 with horses that have won their respective last races. There's 4 others, Lifesaver, Cartel, Supertonic, and also Never So Serious. So it's one hell of a go in the Tab Highway, the first race today. Gerald Ryan's now joining us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yes, morning, Andrew.
Good little kickstart today, a little bit of a pipe opener to get Minari back in Washington Heights. We're not far away now from the big stuff, but this is really competitive today with Minari.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a good race for, I think, this season. You any three-year-old race that's going to come up is going to be strong because I reckon there's a lot of nice three-year-olds around this year. You know, they're nice two-year-olds, and if they come back as three-year-olds, they're going to be very competitive racing, you know.
Are you happy with his progression, Gerald?
Yeah, I am, Ron. You know, he's a big horse. He's developed well through the body and that, and his mind's good, and he's, you know, he's appears to have come up good, come up well. He's a horse that doesn't overwork. When you want him to work, he'll work. If you don't want him to work too hard, he won't, you know. So he's quite a nice horse around the place. He's pretty easy to get along with. So, you know, you never know until you're racing, two-year-olds and the three-year-olds, but what he's showing me at home, he's okay, yeah.
Mm. Where would you, well, how are you reading this race? Do you think he'd go, he's obviously got gate speed.
Yeah, well, just depends on how quick they go, you know. I was hoping the land 1-1.
Yeah.
Sort of, it'd be good, that's what I thought he might get to, but just depends on how quick, you know, the horses pick up on, underneath him, but, you know, that's what I was hoping to be, but anyhow, we'll just have to let it play by ear whenever I try and get to the bottom corner, yeah.
What about your other three-year-olds, Condor Heroes and the horse that went to Canberra? How have they come back?
Condor's Heroes come back very well. You know, he's a fast horse. He trolled fast here the other day, and he's going to have another trial at Warwick Farm on Monday and go to the San Domenico.
Mm-hmm.
Trapeze Artist, he's come up well. He just keeps flying under the radar, that horse, and his two trials this time in have been better than his trial prior to him racing, and he'll kick off next week. I'm probably going to cop a big weight again, but he'll kick off next week in the up-and-coming at Randwick over 1300, yeah.
We'll look forward to that. Your other runners today, the Pharaoh, should get control here and gets his chance.
Yeah, he puts himself right on top of the speed, gets his chance. He's an honest, consistent horse. He's just, the other horse was too fast and too strong his last start, but he appears to have trained on quite well, and another one will be, I think he'll appreciate getting right back on top of the ground too, you know, that he should get a lot of favours today, yeah.
Mm. Washington Heights, 1400 second up off a long break?
Yeah, I'm not, he was in work a long time prior to his first up run. He's had a month between, he's had a soft trial in the middle. You know, you see where people say he's never won third in 1200 metres. I don't think he's ever been in his right race third in 1200 metres to test him, but, you know, he's done well, he's worked well, he looks good. Get back midfield, they look as if they'll roll along at an even clip in it, and, you know, give him a bit of room in the straight, well, he'll hit the line good. You know, it is a step up in class against these horses, but he appears to be going good.
And do you finish off with another good chance in Maquita in race 8? Bit of speed up front suits her, and up in distance a little.
Yeah, up in distance, it was sort of, she's going to run it. There's going to be a month between runs, and that's why she ran the other day. But, she's a gross doing little thing, so you've got to keep up to the mark. But her biggest danger is her racing pattern. She's got no gate speed, which is amazing. She's by I'm Invincible, you know, and she's got no gate speed. But, and she hasn't got the action of a horse that can finish her races off. But when they go along quick, she can reel off really quick sectionals. And off that gate today, she shouldn't be too far back. And you know, midfield, and given a chance and get to the outside, well, she hit the line good if she can run on here today on a firm track, you know.
Beauty, four nice chances.
Yeah, don't look it on paper. It doesn't always turn out that way, though, right?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck, mate, particularly with Minari. Hope he bounces through his first run well today. Thanks a lot, Gerald.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you. Gerald Ryan joining us there. Hey, scratchings have gone straight to final. So before we take our next break, here they are. Weather fine, good three, penetrometer 4.52, and the rails at 3 metres. Race one is clear. Race two, number seven, the Thug, number seven. Races three and four are clear. Race five at Rose Hill, one Roaring to Win, 10 Fates Encore, and 11 Wayanka, 1, 10 and 11. Races six and seven are clear. Race 8, number 5, Swampland, who runs in Melbourne. Race 8, number 5. And then Race 9, number 1, Abitsum. 5, Francesco. 7, Richard the First has come out this morning. And 14, Alira. So 1, 5, 7 and 14 now out of Race 9. Those scratchings are final. As we told you, James Innes Jr. not riding today. In Race 3, the rider for 8, Good Ambition, is Dean Pena. Race 3, number 8, Dean Pena. Then go to Race 8, number 11, Mariquinta, is Rachel King. Rachel King, Race 8, number 11. And then Race 9, number 13, Mapmaker, is Dean Pena. Race 9, number 13, Dean Pena. We're still awaiting Den Pur in the 4th and Hogman A in Race 5. As soon as we get those, we'll bring them to you. More key interviews for Rosebud Day at Rose Hill to come on Racing HQ.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited this Thursday at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 422.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 place. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet your lover $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ here on Sky, Sky Sports Radio, Sky One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ron Duffercy and Mike Fraser are with us. Been a hell of a baloo about Michelle Payne, guys, hasn't there, in the UK in the last 24 hours or so?
Yeah, what's going on there? What's going on?
Well, she's there with Kieran McAvoy for tonight, the Shergar Cup, the annual day at Ascot, and she turned up to a function and then she was going to leave because she wasn't feeling well. And I will say that Kieran McAvoy didn't turn up at the function because he was in a really bad way. He had the flu when he was leaving on Tuesday, and then obviously flying for 24 hours, Duff, as you are a well-seasoned traveller, that's not real good when you're travelling with the flu. And he was pretty crook, but he did text me last night and say, I will be there, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better. But Michelle wanted to go, and the Ascot officials seemingly said, can you stick around, and maybe uttered a word that she needed to go. And but in her words last night when she texted, she said, I'll be there. But there seems to be still some discussion of whether she's in fact riding tonight. We'll just wait and see.
Interesting.
Might be the UK media just having a free whacked up.
I think that might be closer to the mark. They want a blue. They're trying to start a blue, I think.
A bit like State of Origin, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's given them plenty of publicity too.
For sure. I've been
everyone ready. Knows that that the Shergar Cup is on their time Saturday, yeah, and we'll be watching it tonight. Alrighto, David Pfeiffer is with us. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're fitting well. This is a difficult question because I've got no other option. Can I say where you are?
Yeah, go for it.
You're a Bora Bora.
No, no, I'm not a Bora Bora.
Jeez. No. I've just got told you were.
No, 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 I'm standing in the members' car park at Warwick Farm.
A long way from Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Okay, forget
no,
it then.
I'm not a Bora Bora. There was a fellow trainer at Warwick Farms at Bora Bora at the moment, but not one.
Righto, well, we won't go into that because I'm now getting more information in my earpiece, so my deepest of apologies. You're standing in the car park with a fine day coming up.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm in the car park at Warwick Farm, but looking forward to a big day.
Yeah, Den Magic, David. She's frustrating. She's got only two wins, but she's got a lot more ability than that record suggests.
Yeah, she's been an unlucky mare with, you know, bad luck runs, bad barriers. You know, she's run a couple of ripping races and run solid sectionals. And, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there, saying frustrating. You know, myself and the owners have had a great time with her. But, yeah, I think we'd like to see a few more wins next door, name.
I think the key with her is today that it's a dry track and she's fresh. That seems to be, it sometimes gets the best out of her.
Yeah, she definitely races best as she's fresh. And obviously the dry track, we pulled up stumps on the prep last preparation. I was able to give her a nice spell and take my time getting her ready this preparation. A couple of nice trials and, heading into Liver and a Meta race, fresh and feeling well within herself. And then playing going forward and just trying to keep her runs spaced apart.
Mm. Obviously, she's trialled well. A bit tricky, barrier 9. Yeah, she usually gets a bit of a back market. Does that force the issue to be negative? Or?
Well, it sort of does. It's tricky, and this is where most of her career, these are the little hiccups that have come upon her. That, you know, from that barrier, you know, she always begins really well. But you don't really want to go changing her game plan. She's obviously got a great turn of foot and, you know, heading to a 1100 metre race, I thought at Rose Hill you'd be bound to get a bit of speed. But, yeah, it doesn't look like on paper there's much speed. And from that barrier, you know, you like to try and say to yourself, we'll try and tuck in behind something. But you don't really want to be getting caught three deep no cover either.
No, yeah, that's right. It's not that easy. Your other runner is this two-year-old filly, I Am Excited. She is a bit exciting. She looks on the up.
Yeah, she's obviously taken a big step in grade, and you know there's a few nice horses in this race and proven and raced in solid company with a slipper form there. So she's taken a step, and also too she's taken on the boys. But she's trialled well, works been solid at home, and I think she's got her fair share of ability. But this will be a big test for her today.
Mm. All right, two interesting horses, and let's hope they run well for you.
Yeah, no, look, I'm confident both of them will go very well. So, like anyone, just needs a bit of luck on the day.
Beauty.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck today, Dave.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. David Pfeiffer there. Ron, you seem like you've got sort of a liking for I Am Excited as a horse going forward.
Oh, look, I've got her in the numbers today. I just think she'll just stack up Mind Again of Business behind them there, and she might run a bit of a race. So she's there's something about her that I like.
Mike Fraser with us, obviously, as well. We'll go through the speed maps in our hour preview, Mike. But do you see pressure to Siege of Quebec holding the lead here from this draw?
Oh, look. You never say anything about gaze horses, what they can and can't do in a race, but I thought that coming back to 1,100 metres, I thought some of these wider-drawn horses like Overshare and Parast, they may come across and cover it. Even the other horse down there, the bottom one, Lights, has got plenty of speed. Whether it's got the gate speed to hold them out from Barrier 1, I have my slight doubts, but it's obviously not going to be that far away. It might be third or fourth, but it'll just be interesting to see how it adapts coming back to the 1,100.
How do you see it, Ron?
I don't think it's the right barrier for the Star of Quebec. I would have been more confident about him getting a leading from an outside draw. So Timmy will have to be very aggressive, because I agree with Michael. I think these speed horses out wide, if they come out, horses like Parast and Overshare, they have got natural speed and they could take their take their time, just give me a dig across. But
yeah.
It is a tactical battle, this. There is other little options there. Like, who knows, if Mirari comes out on terms with him. He has missed the start once or twice in his career. He has got brilliant speed. So it'll just be how Siege of Quebec has freshened and how he comes out of the barrier. But I don't think that's ideal barrier one for him.
Well, let's have a chat with Mark Newnham. He's got Diamond Tafagata in the race. He's got Salita back today as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Mate, very intriguing. It's a good race, the Rosebud. There might be only eight, but it's a competitive group, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're a good group of colts that are, you know, looking to take the next step. So, you know, our horse included.
How's he returned, Diamond Tafagata, Mark?
I'm really happy with him, Ron. More happy in the sense that, you know, it'll be good to have him on a good track. I mean, he's had four starts in his life and they've all been on heavy tracks.
Mm.
I'm sure he's a better horse on top of the ground. And, look, he's always been a really laid-back, well-mannered colt, and that hasn't changed. But he's filled out a little more. He's, you know, you'll see a pretty impressive-looking horse in the enclosure today.
He just seemed to me like he's a one-pace sort of grinding type of horse, but I don't know how he can assess that on just heavy track. So I suppose, like you said, we'll get more of an idea with him today.
Yeah, I think his attitude sort of lets you believe that, but once you get him on good ground, he has got a turn of foot. And I think just last preparation, you know, it's hard when they're on those very heavy tracks, and he was able to win first up on a very heavy track at Randwick, and then followed by Slipper Day, and then I think that just knocked all the speed out of his legs come size day. But he chased home really well in his first start in the race behind She Will Reign over five furlongs, so I'd expect he'd have enough zip in his legs today to be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Your other runner, Salita, she's had a nice trial coming into this, and she's nice and fresh.
Yeah, look, she sets up well for a race like this. I had her for the two runs up in Brisbane, and we only left her up there for about 10 days or 2 weeks just to get a bit of sun on her back and just freshen up pretty much. So she's only, you know, been out of work probably 2 weeks since Brisbane, and trialled nicely the other day, 1100 Rose Hill on a firm track, probably you'd think would play towards leaders, so, you know, from that gate, I'll have Tommy be pretty positive on her.
Yeah. And Francesco keeps for another day?
Yeah, look, you know, he's drawn wide gates his last couple of runs, and, you know, all you get is really going back and running on and running into a good third, so I'll probably wait and hope we get a better gate next week. There's a race on him every week, so, yeah. You know, he's dying to win a race. We've just got to give him his best chance.
Yeah. You got one at Newcastle, so hard to catch in race seven, be hard to beat.
Yeah, I thought it was a race she should win today. She's done well during the week. She's probably just last week did a bit too much into a very strong headwind at Kembla. It was really hard to lead and win there. I don't think anything did all day, and she only got grabbed the last bit, and there was a good margin to third, so that sort of race today, I'd be disappointed if she couldn't.
Beauty.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck today, particularly in the feature race, the Rosebud.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Newnham there going through there. By the way, the big feature down in Melbourne today, the Ori Star, there's no scratchings. Ron, we're seeing Hey Doc come back in that race. I'm a Star, who looks a bit vulnerable, according to trainer Shane Nichols, with the weight that she's got, but and Flippert's been sort of set for this race after Grafton by the Snowden, so good race down in Melbourne, the Orange Star.
Yeah, it's a nice kick-off race for a few horses there, and I see Gran Rosso's been well backed as well, so I think another race, the start off for the for early spring, more or less, and we're going to learn more each week as we go in, so
yep.
I got no real firm opinion about that, but all eyes are on it.
Corey Brown's joining us. He's riding really well. Kicked himself there on Wednesday when he copped another suspension, which means he misses next Saturday. Corey, you're riding well, but you need to stay out of the stewards' room, mate.
I've had a bit of a problem with that, Andrew, not since I've been back, but it's not just since I've been back. I think all my career I've been in and out that door. So, yeah, a little bit of a bump in the road, and it's quite annoying, you know, because nice horses are starting off, obviously, in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to miss those, but what to do.
Yeah. You're riding Spieth. I know it'll be a quiet trial, but are you linked well and truly to Spieth, or is it just a test on Monday?
Well, they've given me a sit on it. Once I sit on them, Andrew, it's hard to get me off them. I know that. Yeah, look, nothing's been confirmed, but spoken to Bryce Hayes, and he sort of asked could I come out and give the horse a burl around, and as you know, all the other jockeys are back in town, so, yeah, look, I'm not definitely saying it's a firm booking, but it's near enough, yep.
You may be in and out of the steward's room, but you must be happy the way things are going since you come back.
Oh, Ronnie, I'm wrapped. You know, like, and again, I'm not, crying poor mouth, but I still haven't got my foot in a door. I've got my toe in a couple of doors and getting sort of dribs and drabs from a lot of stables. But as far as my strike rate and my form and that, I've tickled pink with the way things are going. I'm really, really happy.
You're on the Spruce course in the first, another sin. He's obviously, you would have seen that trial.
Yeah, look, I've seen his trial. I spoke to Brett Kavanagh sort of a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he's been hiding his horse. And when I watched its trial, Ronnie, I thought, maybe one that could have seen that. Look, he looks to have trialed very, very well. Andrew Gibbons is a great judge. He obviously rides a fair bit for Chrissy Lee's up there. He got off the horse and give him a big rap. Shows plenty of gait speed, got no weight on his back. I can only go off what I've seen on the trial, Ronnie, but if he sort of brings that trial to town, it should be very competitive.
Forclues Bay is a good ride. You won on him the other day. Could he go forward in a race like this?
I reckon he could, Ronnie. I spoke to Jason Collett about him, obviously, because he won on him the start before. And Jason said he's a horse that you've got to hold him and have, keep him confident. He said because he hasn't got a big turn of footy, so you'll sort of grind away. He said you don't want to be getting into a stop-start race. But it was totally the opposite the other day. He sort of strung up and beyond the leaders. And for a little while, I was a bit concerned. And I give him a bit of a shove at about the 500, and he picked up underneath me. And I'm not sure of his sectionals, but I reckon they'd be pretty good for sort of 600 home. But with his big weight today, I really don't want to be going sort of... I want to have him up on speed. There's not a great deal of speed in it. So I'd prefer to have him up, whether he's outside the leader or 1-1. But I want to, with the big weight... I want to sort of keep him on him. I don't want to have to start on him.
Leopari, a bit ordinary the other day, but suited better here with a bit more pressure.
Yeah, look, first time on him, Ronnie, but last time out, he's very disappointing. But his win before that at Warwick Farm, I thought he toughed it out really well. He sort of come from off them. No huge turn of foot, but he just grinded and sort of toughed it out well, I thought. But he was disappointing last time out in a better race, but... if he brings his old form, prior to his last run, he should be running well.
We just spoke to David. She's frustrating Den Magic, but she's got plenty of talent.
Yeah, first time I've been on a race day. I've ridden her in a couple of trials, and I went out and rode her work the other morning. She's definitely got the ability there, but she's one of those horses going back to her form, Ronnie. She's sort of always striking bad barriers or little sort of hiccups. She's drawn a bad barrier again here today. Look, if she was to get any sort of luck from the barrier, I think she'll be back a little bit. But if she gets a bit of cover and gets a soft enough run for a couple of furlongs, she'll be definitely hitting the line. Mm. I know that.
Argent Doors racing okay in race 5.
Yeah, another one. I haven't been on him. I have been on him. I think I've tried him a while back, but he seems to be a consistent runner. He's a winner at Randwick 2 starts back. Last time I thought he was a fraction unlucky with McAvoy on him, but he's drawn a soft enough gate and he's down in the weight, so he gets he's a rough chance.
I'm excited. It's improving filly.
Really like this horse. I've only been on it in trials, and I went out and galloped the track the other morning. I think she's an exciting horse. Look, she's struck a sort of a tough small field. She's drawn an ideal barrier. She's got no weight on her back. Look, she's only got to bring a trial form to the races. I think she's a huge hope. There's some good horses in the race. Obviously, Manari, like he's from the Gerald Bryan camp, his last couple of runs, all his Golden Slipper run was terrific. And, he's been unlucky a few starts before that. But I think this filly will measure up. Whatever she does today, she's going to improve on. But I definitely think she'll measure up with this sort of grade.
The toe's still in the door at Godolphin. Etymology should be running on well late.
I like this horse. I've never ridden him race day. I've tried him a couple of times, and his trial at Randwick on Tuesday, I know it's sort of quick sort of back up from the trial on a, you know, like a Tuesday to a Saturday, but the way professional, a little bit short for him, but I think fresh first up, he's had a long while off. I think he'll be rattling home. You know, the last furlong will definitely be his best. He'll be rattling home, especially if he brings that trial form.
And you finish with Sonic Swish, who, if he found his old form, he'd do something here.
Yeah, look, I don't know much about him, Ronnie, but just reading, you know, back through his form, if he, yeah, going back to like two preparations ago, if he was to find that form, he'd be well in this race. But for mine, I just thought he'd been quite disappointing, quite plain, his last couple. He'd have to improve on what his last couple have done to feel with these horses, I think.
Beauty.
Well, you have rides in every race, mate. You're going to be busy today.
Yeah, I've been busy, actually. I went on a small holiday, and since I've been back, the new manager, Paul Webster, is doing a terrific job. And yeah, he's basically had me in every race. Every race he can get me, he loves saying yes, let me tell you.
How's the old knees after that Kokoda track?
They're all right now, Ronnie, but I tell you, the first 4 or 5 days when I got home, I've been struggling to get up the stairs here at home. They're just really ripped the guts out of them. It was definitely worth doing. It was good. Quite a surreal feeling when you're over there, but yeah, I'm glad that I've done it, but now that it's off the bucket list, I won't be going back on.
Good luck today.
Good on you. Good boys. Thanks, Corey. Corey Brown there. Back with Ron Dubbasy, Mike Fraser, and our preview hour in just a moment for Rosebud Day at Rose Hill. But let's bring you all the scratchings now. For Rose Hill, a fine day out there. Good 3, penetrometer 4.52, and the rails at 3 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 7, The Thug, number 7. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 1, Roaring to Win. 10, Faith Encore. And 11, Wayanka, 1, 10, and 11. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 5, Swampland is out, number 5. And race 9, number 1, Abitsum, 5, Francesco, 7, Richard the First, and 14, Alira, 1, 5, 7, and 14. James Innes Jr. not riding. The replacements we've got so far. Race 3, number 8, Gold Ambition is Deanne Pena. We're awaiting Den Purr in race 4 and Hogmanay in race 5. Race 8, number 11, Mariquita is Rachel King. And race 9, number 13, Mapmaker is Deanne Pena. So that's the information for Rose Hill today. Looking forward to that program. We move to Newcastle. They put irrigation 25 millimetres on the course proper this week with wind. Track starts a soft 5 with a chance of an upgrade, and the rail is at 10 metres. The first 3 races are clear. Race 4, number 4, Devious, number 4. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, number 2, Stiletto Vixen, and 4, Smart As, 2 and 4. And race 8, number 1, La Charte, 7 Dances, and the Emergencies, 13 and 14. 1, 7, 13 and 14. That's the information for Newcastle. Big day for the Casino Race Club today. It's their cup meeting. It'll be race 6 at 4:09. The track is a good 4, the weather fine, and the rail is true. Casino Race 1, take out numbers 2 and 3. Race 2, take out the Emergency, number 13. The third is clear. Race 4, number 1. Race 5 at Casino, take out 9, 12, 17 and 18. Race 6, the scratchings are 1, 3, 6 and 11. They're out of the cup. 1, 3, 6 and 11. And race 7 at Casino, take out 1, 4 and 10. A good 4 for Casino for Cup Day. We move to Melbourne now. Flemington, they've had rain overnight, only a millimetre, but they are saying a few more showers from lunchtime, so we'll keep an eye on that. Track a good 4 and the rail at 10 metres. Race 1, take out 9, El Jawaza, number 9. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 6, Rich Luck, and 7, My Parazan, 6 and 7. The 4th, number 10, London Fog, number 10. Race 5 at Flemington, number 9, She Brings Hope, and 10, Isabella. That's 9 and 10. Race 6, the scratchings are 5, Fire Agate, and the Emergencies, 17, 18 and 19. Race 7, the Ori Star is clear. Race 8, number 4, Grand Duke of Tuscany, and 6, Lamborghini, 4 and 6. And race 9 at Flemington, take out 14, Seattle Boom. Race 9, number 14. Keep an eye on those showers. There's not meant to be a lot, but from around lunchtime, they're saying showers. Track at the moment at Flemington rated a good 4. The Doomben in Brisbane now, it's a good 4 up there. They've had a foggy and dewy start, but a fine day coming up. A good 4 and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 6, Mysticism.